John back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views and the views of our guest. And for the first half hour, we're going to have Cindy with us from Sacral Wedgie. And this is a device that you put under your sacrum when you lay down. And now I've talked to people who've used it, and they tell me it really makes them feel a lot better. Cindy, what can you tell us a little bit about the sacral wedgie, how it works, and how you got involved with it?
I got involved because my father is actually the inventor.
I see. Well, that's a good enough explanation.
So I've been handling all the marketing and sales and workshops and teaching and explaining to people for about 20 years now how to use this. And the concept, of course, is so simple, and it's the concept of balance. And the way he got started with this, he's a retired football coach and trainer. My dad's almost 83 now and just going wide open, but he does relax on this pretty much daily just to keep the hips balanced and keep the flexibility. And back in the late 50s, a friend was an osteopath, and they were talking about all the hip injuries and the low back, you know, associated with any sports. I mean, if you're, the middle of your body is out of balance, you're going to be out everywhere. So he said, Coach, just get your hand under the sacrum and hold it. And we have a lot of therapists, and that's why they use it, because they're still doing that technique. Like for sciatica and some of the hip pain, you have to get the middle of the hip slightly elevated so that everything can relax around it. So he just started doing that technique. Like I said, back in the late 50s, he would just hold the sacrum, but he found he had to hold it a good 20 minutes before he could really feel the release. He said for the first few minutes, or the first, depending on the individual, he said it almost felt like a war zone in his hand. He could feel the quivering and some of the muscle resistance, and for some reason around that 20-minute mark, the hips would just let go, all these muscles would just relax, and everything would just kind of naturally ease back into place again. So he did that for years, and it just got to be, you know, so many of the athletes wanted him to do that again. He said that there's just got to be an easier way to do this. And he was also a science teacher, a lot of background in kinesiology as well with the sports training, and, you know, very in tune to the muscle structure and the muscle balance. And so he started getting copies of x-rays. One of the doctors there gave him like 100 x-rays of male anatomy and female anatomy, and he would project it onto the wall. Since he's a science teacher, that's what they used then, and got the basic difference of the shape of our anatomy, and started whittling out different shapes and of foam, and until he finally got what would mimic his hand. And what he was doing, it would isolate, cradle like the hand did, and elevate only the sacrum, and then everything just eases back into place naturally. It's all about the posture. You know how important that is.
Well, now, do you think that what they're doing is actually relaxing the sacroiliac joint? Because, of course, most doctors don't believe the sacroiliac joint can do much of anything, but after being an orthopedist for the better part of 50 years, why, I'm firmly convinced the sacroiliacs, which are the joints on either side of the sacrum, play a significant part in a lot of back pain. And we know certainly that the mobilization of those sometimes can help them, but then sometimes they go right back to being painful again. And do you think that what you're really doing, of course, is getting the muscles to relax so the sacroiliac can go back to where it ought to be?
That's pretty much exactly what's going on. And by having something to use like this on a real regular basis, you kind of help retrain those muscles so that they don't keep going back. The worst thing that can happen is you're going to have to relax every day for 20 minutes.
Right. Well, at least it keeps you away from the chiropractor, keeps you away from the orthopedist. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Cindy talking about the sacral wedgie.
Over the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets.
For more information, visit garlic, the number 4, yourheart.com, or click on the banner at gcnlive.com, or call Amy personally at 805-595-2711. That's 805-595-2711.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And Cindy, I sort of wish I'd had something like your sacral wedge to use when I was practicing orthopedics, because most physical therapists and, most chiropractors really, could not cure the sacroiliac problems. Once in a while they could, but so often they were chronic and the people would just keep having trouble. It would take the longest time sometimes to get those things to stabilize, and you knew they were unstable because they'd get better, temporarily, and then, it'd slip out or whatever it did again, and the muscles go into spasm, and some people are just incapacitated for long periods of time. Now, you've been doing this for about 20 years, and it must be doing a pretty good job.
20 years.
Pardon?
A good 20 years now.
And it's been marketed here all across America?
Actually, we're pretty much worldwide now. I've got several large companies over in Australia and a lot of physical therapists over there, or physiotherapists, as they call them, England, all over the UK. And a lot of it at this point now is word of mouth. And, of course, with the traveling that I do, like I was in Indianapolis this weekend at the massage therapy conference there. So what we do is kind of teach workshops and show the therapists how they can use it for themselves. We really stress the self-care part. Oh, in case somebody wants to check, go just real quick. The website is www.sacrowedgie.com. That's spelled SACROWEDGY.com. Sacro wedgie. Sacro, of course, is for the sacroiliac, and it is the wedge-shaped bone, or the bone that wedges between the hips. That's kind of how the name came up. But anyway, at the conferences, we'll you know, show the therapist. And there's one key muscle that we can really access very gently, and that's the psoas muscle. Now, that starts in the back about the 12th thoracic and then crosses into the front, lays in the hip and inserts in the top, deep in the thigh. And it's literally the muscle that picks up your leg. And if that's real tight, the way that they're taught is almost to go in internally and try to access it, you know, through, and they'll move things and organs out of the way to try to get to that muscle. Well, we're just using gravity to do it, and then just take the heel of the hand and pulse very gently in the top of the thigh. I mean, there's nothing invasive or uncomfortable about it. As the hips drop, that muscle will release, just using your body weight and gravity for the most part. But there's a lot of things that, like with the psoas, the piriformis, and then if there's a hip torque in there, if that piriformis is too tight, then the sartorius is going to get involved, and then you're going to have knee pain, and which is very common. So we're really relaxing the tight muscles, but we also include a few very key, very muscle-specific isometrics to help strengthen the weaker side. You want to relax the tight and strengthen the weak. And that's how you literally come back to center, is with the equal muscle torque on both sides of the body. And that's the sacroegesis, the tool to use, with the sacrum being picked up. And then we also always put a roll under the neck, so that way you have the top and the bottom of the spine stabilized, and the head just kind of drapes over that roll and kind of stretches the top of the spine, and then the sacroegesis is under the sacrum, and the hips release, and everything just kind of naturally lines up.
Well, certainly the sacrum is the base of the spine, and then, of course, the sacroiliac joints going out to the ilium, and then, of course, the iliums, if they get out of alignment, this is where you're going to get into trouble.
And you can and look at someone walking.
Joints, go ahead.
You can see that posture off. You can see
right.
One shoulder down and the head cocked over and the hip higher, and you can just look at someone. I can watch someone walk, and if that one foot's coming around kind of slow on that one on one side, that's the side that the psoas is weak on. So you want to strengthen that weaker muscle like that. So it's kind of a combination of things that, and it's what we've learned over the years. You know, my dad is. He just never stops thinking, and then we've got so many therapists now using it. They're going like, oh, look, I did this, and I did that, and gosh, and it helps someone with everything from cerebral palsy to you name it. Or if you get those hips relaxed and balanced, and it's just amazing what can go away whenever we're all lined up, and that posture is real good.
Have you ever been able to get the orthopedist to use them?
Some do. Some use it especially, you know, whenever... it's someone that they know cannot handle surgery. We've got, I've even done a number of years now, there's a back pain society.
Oh, I got it. Aubrey, I used to be a lecturer on that.
Okay. Well, I've done that a number of years now. I don't do that one too much anymore, and the reason is they want you in the booth at 7:30 in the morning. And it's in Vegas, and I don't really particularly care to go there, but I have done it a number of times, and my dad was there too, and it's amazing how many of the doctors, you know, a surgeon standing there for hours, that your back doesn't know if you're a surgeon or a welder. You're holding yourself in an odd position. We have a lot of dentists that use it, you know, the professionals themselves. There's one neurosurgeon somewhere in Florida that he gets everybody to get one. We get calls from his patients all the time. He's just getting great results and just loving it. You know, just the fact that he does have something so simple that he can actually prescribe for them to use. And then a lot of the physical therapists will use it in conjunction with some of their other techniques. And then this is something, you know, because that once they turn them loose, that they can send them on home with something that they can continue to relax on forever. You know, just to help maintain that balance. It's very hard to get that balance, so you want to keep it once you get it.
Right. I know my friend Joyce Riley was a radio program, and she sells them through her radio program, and she told me really what great results they get with them. In fact, she uses it herself, and this is one reason I was quite willing to put you on, was because Joyce said how much she enjoyed it, and I just lay in there when her back is hurting.
And I used to talk to Tom, I don't know what, Tom Ballantyne. I guess he's retired now. I haven't talked to Tom in a while. We did a number of interviews a few years back, and I haven't heard from him. I know he loved it, and he doesn't really endorse too much of anything. And he said it was one of the few things that it was the only thing other than his own products that he ever endorsed. And he just loved the simplicity of it. And, we're a family business. Everything is made in the States. I've turned down investors simply because they want me to produce things overseas where it's cheaper and all that. And I'm just not going to do it. We're going to keep in total control of it, and no one else is going to have to. Well, they can't tell me what to do. So.
Well, now, Cindy, do you lay on the floor with this? Do you lay in bed with this? Do you lay on a firm surface?
All of the above. Yeah, it's better on the firm surface, on the floor. But if someone can't get on the floor, that's fine. Use it in the bed. Relax on it. Just kind of put a little book under the hip in the bed and just kind of firm the surface up a little bit like that, so that you're still going to get that lift. And there is a male and a female version, and we do have some women that are taller that are more comfortable on the male version. The average female sacrum, we have a shorter, wider sacrum, and the width, of course, being the birth canal. And then the male sacrum is a little bit more narrow and a little bit longer. So some women that are just built with a longer hip are more comfortable on the male version. And we just switch them out. If a woman buys the female version and feels like she's just sitting on top of it, we just switch them, because you really want it to go between the iliacs and isolate only the sacrum, and everything just frees up and opens up.
Yeah, right. Why don't you get your telephone number out so people would know how to get in touch with you?
Okay, and we'll be answering the phone tomorrow. We're Central Time now. So it's 1-800-737-9295. And then the website.
You always got to give that on my program. You got to give the telephone number twice.
1-800-737-9295.
Okay.
And then the website, sacrowedgie.com.
Okay,
even that, my son does the website. That's the only way I think something can really be done right, is you just do it yourself.
And I'm sure that the people would like just to mass produce this thing and I know I'm glad you are marketing this, because that way you can keep control of it. Now, for our listeners out there, you have to imagine this is sort of like just being able to get the palm of your hand right underneath the sacrum, and of course it pressures the top so that the sacrum will sag down into your hand. And of course, it'd be pretty hard to lay there for 20 minutes with your hand there, but you will feel better afterwards.
Just slowly letting the body go back into place. And this has helped people that have had some seriously chronic problems for so many years. And, of course, they don't think anything that costs $29.95 and looks so simple can do anything until they lay on it and just relax on it. I had a man that had chronic sciatica down the back of both legs, to the point they even gave him a hip replacement trying to get rid of this pain. And he was in constant pain. He called it just screaming misery. No pain pill or anything would do it. Now, he was one of the people, the first time he relaxed on it, that pain went away and it never even came back. And he even hesitated to call or write for like 3 months, because he was still kind of not believing that the pain was gone after he had been through so much. But it just let his body, once the hips dropped and the piriformis muscle on both sides, just let go of the nerve. And it was just really that simple. And of course, it's kind of hard to believe that, but simplicity is always best. And, you know that. And that's just the way we're made, is when the body's out of balance, you have to let, it's usually the muscle structure that's torquing you out. It's like your back doesn't just go out, something pulls it out. You can step off of a curb, or you can sit in a car too long. Now, you can sit on the sacro wedgie too, in the car. I always take it on the plane. It's at the computer. But you just put it flat in the seat. The tailbone is over that curve or the dip in the sacro wedgie. You're filling in the gap. That's why all the old-timey seats used to have a little hump in the middle of the seat, a little rise. And the sit bones were on either side. And that was proper posture. I mean, you would sit up really good and straight. And now they've scooped all that out. And your body's like in a free for all. It just kind of drops right in the middle, and that's right where that muscle is sitting on that nerve.
And the thing that people don't understand is the sciatic nerve actually either runs behind or through the substance of this little muscle they call the piriformis. And with that muscle goes into spasm, it can give you symptoms exactly like a sciatic. In fact, it is a sciatica. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Comes from the muscles, and it is the muscles going into spasm, whether it's coming from the disc or the bone, or whether it's coming from the articulations, or whether it's coming from the irritation of the nerve. It's the muscle that produces the pain, and if you get those muscles to relax,
then a lot of the pain goes away, and sometimes things will just correct themselves, or lots of times they'll correct themselves. And so what, of course, they're doing here with the sacral wedgie is getting the muscles to relax and using, as Cindy says, gravity and stretching to get those muscles to quiet down. And when they do, why, the pain goes away. Now, how long ordinarily will the pain be gone? Or does it sometimes just never come back again, Cindy?
Well, both. We've had like that one gentleman that had been in pain for so many years. He just used it once, and that was it, and it's never been back. And he just, now he does lay on it occasionally just to keep everything lined up. And then, you know, some people that are chronic, and some people, you know, it's amazing. Some people will relax a lot easier than others too, and that has a lot to do with it. That's why when people call and they say, "Well, any idea when this pain's going to be gone?" I said, "I wouldn't even begin to plant that seed." You know, if I tell you a month, it could be less, it could be more. Everybody's so different. I mean, there's people walking around with bulging and herniated and degenerative disc, all of this. They don't even know they have it. They have no pain. They don't even know it's there.
That's the important thing. You wouldn't want to see my x-rays.
Once that muscle structure starts torquing a little bit and you bend the wrong way or pick up something wrong, then you're going to create a symptom, more or less, that you have to start looking at. So we really, really get back to the basics and just let the body kind of relax. And the worst thing that can happen, like I said, is you're going to have to lay on this and relax 20 minutes every day.
Oh,
so,
right.
You know, how terrible is that, you know?
Well, our telephone number is, of course, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question for Cindy, she'll be with us for a few more minutes. But I think this is a great product. I think the idea is valid, and we've had this validated from people who've actually used them, and the fact they've been around selling these for 20 years, you couldn't do it unless this really did help people. And, of course, it's physiologically sound, and the idea of using the body's own weight to begin to stretch those muscles and relax them is such a great idea. And that, I certainly applaud what you're doing. And if you can relieve people of their back pain, that's the greatest thing you can do for them when they've got it. And if you've never had a back pain, why, you can't appreciate it, but believe me, I have, and it makes you feel just almost totally helpless.
Well, the whole family gets involved too, and there's a lot of pain pills involved, and we've helped people. One lady called the other day. She had already, just in a few days, cut down to like 4 pain pills instead of 8 during the course of the day. So, you know, nobody realizes what everyone goes through, the whole family. It gets involved. You know, your trips, your family reunions, the holidays have to be based around, you know, where these people can travel, and you know, they've got to be close to home, and there's just so many things involved with that pain. And I had sciatica once, and unless you've ever had that, I mean, it is the worst pain. Now, it took about 5 times on the sacral wedgie for mine to be gone, and I've never had it again. But just that one time, and that's been quite a few years ago, but I'm actually documented the pain. I was glad I got it. Isn't that crazy? But until you experience it, now I know when someone tells me that, you know, that they're having that, I mean, as soon as your heel hits the pavement, it's like you're stepping on a hot electric coal, and it sends this jolt up into the leg, and there's another one up in the hip that's coming down to meet the one that you just hit. So it's just like, oh man, it just doubles you over, and you can't walk straight. It's really something.
Well, Cindy, why don't you get your telephone number out there one more time, and then of course we want to get your web page out there one more time.
Okay, it's 1-800-737-9295.
Again,
800-737-9295.
Okay.
And the website is sacrowedgy, sacrowedgie.com.
Right.
And a lot of good information in there. And, you know, we really take a common sense approach, like, and tell people, like, don't drive with a wallet in your back pocket.
Amen.
You know, simple things like that. It's just common sense. Just simple common sense.
You got to get that foundation of the building, you know, straightened up, or the building's going to topple over and give you nothing but troubles. And
that's it.
And this really gets the very foundation of your back, and of course, you've got to get those sacroiliacs. Whatever goes wrong with them, I don't know. But I'll tell you, that sounds like a great idea. God bless. Thanks so much.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are remove without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heart.
Times the people writing the articles don't really know what's going on. So let's talk about what's going on in Israel today. And we've been very, very concerned because there have been reports that they had collected all the gas masks and that none of the Israelis had any gas masks. The latest information we get is about half the Israelis have gas masks and half of them don't. And those who do have them, they have these kits, but they've all been opened. They were opened, you know, probably 2 or 3 years ago. I guess they were opened, you know, during the initial Gulf War, that's 10 years ago. And then, of course, they were collecting them to replenish them, but they never got around to that. They just didn't have the money to use on that. They had a lot of money to buy weapons to give them to Palestinians, who, of course, intent upon destroying Israel, but there weren't any money to put into protecting the Israeli people. Well, there are a couple of things that really disturbed me, and one is the story of Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction. Did Saddam Hussein have weapons of mass destruction? Well, my good friend Joel Skousen, who I've found through the years to be very reliable, claims that that he knows people with intelligence, and they have pictures that show that the weapons of mass destruction were taken in truck convoys into Syria before the American attack. Certainly I have a friend who is in intelligence, was intelligence, who told me exactly the same thing. Certainly Avi Lipkin, tours the United States, and I found through the years his information has been very, very reliable. It tells me that, you know, the weapons of mass destruction, the chemical and biological weapons that Saddam Hussein had, were transported in Syria and are buried in caves there. But I think probably one of the most reliable sources of information I have would be Dore Gold. And those of you who have heard my interviews with Dore Gold, he was the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, a very well-educated, I think a very reliable individual. And, of course, during the course of an interview, when you're getting along well with somebody, sometimes you can ask a question and they will answer it without giving any thought to the implications. And so when I was interviewing Dore Gold, I simply asked him, what about those weapons of mass destruction? Saddam's weapons were taken over to Syria, and he certainly readily admitted that this is what had happened to them. Now, certainly if all of these people know what happened to the weapons of mass destruction, and you can go up on the Internet and Google in Saddam Hussein, weapons or mass destruction, or WMD, and then Syria, why you'll come up with, you know, dozens and dozens of references to the fact that the weapons were real, and why shouldn't they be real? Why, we'd given Saddam Hussein the money to build them, we'd given him the bacteriological and chemical material he needed to build the weapons of mass destruction, and some of them had come from Russia as well as from other countries, as well as the United States. So they were there, and they weren't all destroyed, and they were in Syria. Now, the question is, why? Why would the Bush administration take all the flak that they have on this issue if they knew where the weapons of mass destruction were, unless there was another reason that they were concealing the truth, and that is that Syria now has chemical and biological weapons? Why would they suddenly make the president look like somebody who was really not very smart and had lied to the American people? Why wouldn't they come out and defend him with that information? Well, I believe the people who write the script have another agenda. And I believe that a lot of those chemical and biological weapons have been placed on the warheads of the missiles that Syria has aimed at Israel today. And, of course, I believe that when the attack comes on Israel, it would involve chemical and biological weapons. And the Israeli government has absolutely refused to protect the Israeli people, exactly as the American government has disbanded our entire civil defense force and refuses to protect the American people. And that just doesn't make sense, unless, of course, there is another agenda. And, of course, you've heard me say this so often, but if you see something that just doesn't make sense, then there has to be an explanation, but it's not the one that most people are considering. And so if you look and see about this Israeli civil defense, at one time, of course, they had underground bunkers for people to go into in case it was a chemical or biological or nuclear attack on Israel. But many of those, in fact, most of those, simply have been looted. They're not prepared for people. They would not be able to handle a significant part of the population. They are not stocked with the food. They're not really prepared to take, you know, large numbers of people. And why, if you were an Israeli leader and an Israeli patriot, why wouldn't you do everything to make sure that your people survived a war, unless, of course, you were in charge, but you weren't a patriot, and you wanted those Israeli people to die? Is it possible that they're setting this thing up so that as many Israelis as possible would die in the coming attack? In a similar manner, is this the reason that they have absolutely refused to make any preparations for the American people to have adequate food supplies locally, to have any sort of underground shelters for us, and have gas masks for the American people? They waste their money on Tamiflu for a non-existent epidemic, and they don't have the things that we really need to take care of the American people. At one time, we had 400 mobile surgical hospitals, like MASH units, that you could ship any place in the country. We had the National Guard here to protect the American people if there was an attack on this country. Well, they've done away with the surgical units. They certainly have done away with the National Guard. They're all over there fighting in Iraq, and those that are not ill when they come home are pretty much discouraged. Their morale is broken. And what they're doing, of course, is poisoning our young men with the depleted uranium, knowing full well that many of them will be ill when they get home, and they won't be able to defend America or stand up or help they ordinarily would, and it's these energetic young men that we're going to have to rely upon when we do come under attack, and whether it'll be rioting in our streets, whether it'll be chemical or biological or nuclear warfare, I don't know, but I do believe that we're going to be moving into very difficult times. And the government has made plans for the elite, and believe me, they have the special bunkers for Dick Cheney and the president and the others, but they're not making any preparations for you. And they'll tell you, oh, be sure to have, you know, some duct tape and plastic on hand. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you should have food on hand and water on hand and alternative means of energy. You need to have, you need to have portable radios, and you need to have means of cleansing the air, or at least know how to go about doing it. And incidentally, any of you would like to get that a DVD, I've actually bought it and watched it, and they call it, being in your house, put up by Jim Shepherd and the Millennium people. And Chris, it's just how you would stay in your home and what you would do if there were an attack, and how you could seal things off and yet get filtered air into the room, and how you would survive an attack, whatever it would be. And I think it's really well worthwhile, and we will make that available to anybody who wants to get it. And certainly it's simply stay in your home, but knowing what to do. And if you know what to do, you're not going to panic. If you don't know what to do, you're certainly going to panic. So the thing is that why aren't they making any preparations for the Israeli people? Now, one of the articles I read today said that Olmert had given $28,000 to the civil defense for the nation of 6 million Israelis. $28,000? I mean, they have not, of course, reissued the gas mask. Oh, we just don't have the money. Why don't you get the money? Why don't you use that money? Oh, we just don't have the time. It's going to take us so long. We don't have the ability to get those underground shelters in place. And if you look and you read these things and you're looking for logic, it isn't there. And so there has to be another explanation. I really fear that the Israeli people are being set up by their own leaders, of course, for their own destruction. And this goes right along with, of course, the ideas of Barry Shamish, who's an Israeli patriot, who really believes that Olmert and Barak and Peres and the others, those people who are leading Israel today, are really traitors, and they want to destroy that nation. Just as, of course, as we know that the leaders of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission here in the United States have no loyalty to America. Their loyalty is to this idea of a new world order, a new world religion, a new world leader. And they really intend to destroy this country. They hate this America because at one time it was a great Christian nation, and they pretty well destroyed the faith of our people, and of course they're destroying the health of our people, and they're poisoning us slowly with fluoride. Those of you who didn't hear my interview the other day with Paul Connett, he was pointing out that now they have permission to fumigate dried eggs, things that like that, wheat, other products. They fumigate it with a fluoride product that leaves behind 800 parts per million. Now remember, water has one part per million fluoridated water. Your toothpaste has 1,000 parts per million, and you're told if you swallow anything more than just that little tiny bit on the toothbrush, you go to a poison center. And yet they're leaving a residual on your food, on your eggs, of 800 parts per million, on your wheat, and of course that'll be in the bread that you eat, and the cakes that you buy, and the pies that you buy, and the flour that you buy. They're poisoning the American people. Why would they do that? It's not that they're stupid. They hate Americans. They hate our people. They're poisoning our children with their vaccines, with the thimerosal that they're leaving in the influenza vaccine. And they're poisoning our people with the mercury fillings, so they know that they're toxic, and they're giving out mercury all the time. They're poisoning our elderly with the flu shots that contain the thimerosal, and they know it's increasing the incidence of Alzheimer's disease, and that's why it's increasing. You have to understand that they know that they're poisoning the American people with the NutraSweet that's in so many of our products and in our gum, Wrigley's gum, that all has the aspartame. And the NutraSweet that produces the pathological obesity and certainly interferes with the reproduction and produces tumors and convulsions and attacks the endocrine system. They know all of these things. They just don't want you to know that. And of course, they know the disastrous effect of the genetically altered food, and they know the disastrous effects of the aluminums they put in the vaccines that they're giving to people at every time of life, every stage of life. And, of course, aluminum with fluoride work together to destroy the brain. And they know that our children, when they graduate from high school, when they're tested competitively with children throughout the rest of the world, can't compete. And they know the incidence of cancer has increased from 3 per 100 up to about 50% of our population, I guess up about 30% of our population now. 3 out of 10 will, I should say, 1 out of 3 will develop cancer, and soon it'll be every other person is going to develop cancer. How could you go from 3% up to between 30 and 50% of the people having cancer, and nobody ever asks why? It's not that the people in positions of power at the CDC and people in positions of power at the Public Health Service don't know. But if you wanted to do the maximum damage to America, where would you go to work? You'd go to work in the Public Health Service. You'd go to work at the CDC and the FDA and other government agencies if you wanted to poison our people. Vandiad's medicine out there that they're using for the treatment of diabetes, and of course it's been found it increases the incidence of heart disease 40 to 50%, and yet of course the FDA is going to leave it on the market, but it's not that there aren't other medications that are equally as good that don't have the disastrous effects. But people find it so difficult to believe that anybody would want to destroy the American people and want to poison us slowly. And yet there are those people. They've released new diseases, the chronic fatigue disease, certainly the fibromyalgia, the Lyme disease, the AIDS, an entirely new disease. Of course, these chronic mycoplasma infections, and then there's so many diseases that really don't have names, but they involve these genetically created organisms that here, and if you don't know about them, you need to get books like Project Daylily, which we carry, Project Daylily, with only one L, and written by Dr. Grant Nicholson, who stumbled across this when he was a tenured professor at the MBA Anderson Clinic there in Houston, Texas. And you need to read that book. You need to find out how they tried to kill him, how they did kill a number of people he was associated with. That's why he had to leave and give up his position as a tenured professor and as a lecturer there in the medical school. Incidentally, Dr. Nicholson will be a speaker at our convention we're going to be having. It's going to be in October. October 28th, and we hope that you'll be able to come to Santa Cruz and hear him and Ron Brown and the other speakers we have, and you'll have a great time. You'll get a chance to meet a lot of patriots, and besides that, this is one of the most beautiful areas in the world to come and visit. So if you want to put in your reservation right now for the Radio Liberty Seminar with Dr. Garth Nicholson be talking, but he'll be talking about these chronic diseases. These diseases created by our government. And if you doubt that the government has a plan to create the diseases, let me suggest that you go to Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, Between Two Wages, and there in one of the footnotes he talks about how, this is written in 1970, how in the future they're going to have the ability to create these new chronic diseases, of course, to disable the enemy. And to Zygmunt Brzezinski and David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger, who's the enemy? People like you and me. And, of course, they've released these diseases on us. If you don't have the book, you want the pages, why, we'll be glad to send them to you if you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I believe that the people in Israel are being set up to be slaughtered, and when the war comes, if I'm correct, there will be chemical and biological weapons, and all hell will break loose. And the same thing is going to happen here in the United States, because we've been betrayed by our leaders, and you need to help us get this information out. If you haven't read my material on population control, or heard my talk on Nandere Color Genocide, or on planned population reduction, you need to get that material.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas, or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
The Genesis Communication Network, and I was just talking about some of the things we have here at Radio Liberty. We've got, of course, we carry Dr. Garth Nicholson's book, Project Daylily. If you haven't read it, you should. Reads like a Tom Clancy novel. The only thing is, it's true. And, of course, Dr. Nicholson was lucky to be alive. They tried a number of times to kill both he and his wife. And you'll have a chance to meet Garth if you come to our conference on the 28th of October there, and you could give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and make a reservation for, that's a Sunday, the 28th of October. And then, of course, we hope many of you want to get the very excellent DVD by Dr. David Ayoub, and it's entitled Mercury Autism, the Global Population Agenda. And when you get that DVD, you get a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of documents on, of course, the toxicity of mercury and of thimerosal, which the government knows about, but they're poisoning our children and destroying their minds, and they're poisoning the elderly and destroying their minds. And are you concerned? you need to get my talk on. Then their collagenicide, you need to get my talk on. Planned population reduction, you need to get my talk on. Population control, and get the four tapes that goes with it. The information's there. You need to have it. And then, of course, we hope that many of you are making preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. And certainly, if you haven't laid in your food supplies yet, we'll be glad to go ahead and send you a free emergency room. Find me an emergency catalog. And these are emergency food products and the barrels. And certainly, you can get the water purifier, the Berkey purifies, through my ministry if you want to. But let me suggest that an awful lot of you have the catalogs and you're just sitting on them. Do not put this off. The third carrier group is moving into the Persian Gulf now. That's the USS Enterprise with the accompanying vessels, and they already have two other carrier groups there prepared to attack Iran. There are several other carrier groups that are moving into the Indian Ocean. They're not going to move into the Persian Gulf just yet, but they're preparing to move into the Indian Ocean where they can be close at hand to reinforce the three carrier groups we have there. The greatest concentration of military force ever assembled is being assembled in the Persian Gulf area. The Air Force is bringing in B-2 bombers and stationing them right there at airfields in Kuwait and Dubai and elsewhere in preparation of the coming war with Iran. And if you think gasoline is expensive now, wait till we hit Iran. And oil goes up to $100 to $125 a barrel, and the whole economy here begins to break down. Make your preparations to be self-reliant. Are they going to have a biological attack here? If there is, you've got to stay in your own home. You can't go out because you'd be susceptible. And you need to be able to survive alone. You need the barrels to put water in. You need the pumps to get the water out of the barrels. You certainly, we have, of course, books that will tell you, you know, what to do. Don't let your cupboard go bare. And just ask for the books on preparing for what could lie ahead. And you need to have the information at your fingertips. And then, of course, if you'd like to order the food to us, fine. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You want to get it elsewhere, get it elsewhere, but make your preparations. And, of course, then, of course, we hope that you'll tell others about what lies ahead, because we're in for some very difficult times. Why is it that we don't have any form of civil defense for our people? Why is it they have it for the elite in Washington, D.C., for Dick Cheney, and for George Bush and the others, but not for the American people? Could it be that we're going to face the same fate as the Israeli people? Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we're under attack today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Thank you for listening to GPN.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and this afternoon they're going to be the views of Dr. Rosa Playlock, and we're going to be talking about an article that appeared in papers across America telling the American people that eating a diet of fruits and vegetables does not prolong, of course, your life from breast cancer, does not prevent recurrence, and of course, this is the thing we've been telling you for a long time, that proper diet does prevent cancer. Proper diet does prevent a recurrence of cancer after initial surgery. So when you see this article all across America pushed in the major wire services telling us that there's a new article in the Journal of the American Medical Association that proves unequivocally that that fruits and vegetables don't help women to when they've had a breast carcinoma and to prevent recurrence of breast carcinoma. Well, anyway, I'm going to let Dr. Russell Blaylock tell you this amazing story because it reflects, of course, what's being done time and again as intentionally false information is put out that's deleterious to your health. And you have to ask yourself, why? Russell, thank you very much for being with us today. Russell, are you there? Let's see. Well, let's see if we can get Russell here on the line. Russell, are you there? No, we can't seem to bring him up. I'm going to have to... No, wait a minute. I guess we got him there. Russell, are you there? We're going to have to call him back again. Anyway, Dr. Blaylock has an amazing story, and I think you'll be fascinated by it. And so I'm going to ask our producer to go ahead and call him back again. Because Dr. Blaylock, of course, is a retired neurosurgeon. I've known Russell for the better part of 25 years. He's an honest man. And, of course, he spends his time researching health issues. And, of course, we can go to him. And when he, of course, has done the research, you can bet your bottom dollar that it's accurate. He writes an excellent newsletter, and we'll tell you later how to get it, and it's distributed all across the country. So just hang on there. We'll have Russell with us in just a minute. And, of course, we have several four-tape sets of material with Dr. Blaylock. These are four interviews we have, and one of them is called Life-Saving Secrets, and the other is The Wisdom of Dr. Blaylock. And there we are. Now we've got him. Okay, Russell, there we go.
Okay,
fine. Well, anyway, of course, I've sort of told our listeners a little bit about that. That article that appeared in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and then, of course, how this was written up in newspapers all across America. So would you like to elaborate on the story?
This is a topic that I've been concerned about some time, and we're seeing a change in the relationship of the medical community and the popular media. And what's developed is they have this sort of sweetheart deal where when there's going to be an article appear in certain of the journals, for instance, the New England Journal of Medicine or the Journal of American Medical Association, what they'll do is they'll release the results of the study to the media first, before it ever enters in print. That way, the general public is seeing it before the physicians get to look at it, or the researchers. And they make a pronouncement in the national media about a certain thing. Well, in this case, the impression they gave was that they did this very carefully conducted study, which indicated that eating a lot of fruits and vegetables had no impact on preventing breast cancer recurrence in women who had previous breast cancer.
All right, fine. I want you to hold that thought back. We'll be right back.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked.
I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government, Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and Chris Russell's point is people need to know the truth about nutrition and how it can actually benefit them. If you're a woman who's had cancer of the breast, you deserve to know what the statistics of the studies really show. And so go ahead.
Well, to get down to the matter here that we're discussing is that's this article that appeared in the Journal of American Medical Association. And, of course, they were popularly quoted as saying that there was no evidence that eating a very high intake of fruits and vegetables had any real impact on the recurrence of breast cancer in women who've had breast cancer before, with the implication that, well, generally it's not going to prevent breast cancer anyway, so why bother with it? Well, that's not what this study showed at all, and it was not even the purpose of the study. The purpose of the study was to see if consuming more than 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, which is a lot of fruits and vegetables, if you continue to eat more vegetables, go up to 12 servings, would that give you additional benefit? Well, what was known at the introduction of this study was that women who eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables reduce their breast cancer incidence 50%.
50%. Now, that's pretty good. That's a lot better than anything else we can offer.
That's a tremendous reduction in breast cancer. Now, this is accepted, and it's even mentioned in the article. They knew that if you eat 5 servings, particularly of vegetables, the fruits really have no impact. But the vegetables have the greatest impact. But if you eat 5 servings of vegetables, you're going to reduce your incidence of breast cancer about 50-54%. So they knew that. But they wanted to see, well, what if you just keep going up? Would you get even more benefit? And they concluded that, well, you didn't get any additional benefit after that big 50% drop. Actually, that's not what their study showed exactly. Because when you look at their data, when you look at the numbers, and this is, you know, physicians a lot of times don't do this. They'll just read the conclusion of the article or even the abstract. But if you look at the data that's listed in the study, it shows some very interesting things. Number one, it shows that both groups were eating about 7 servings of fruits and vegetables a day at the beginning of the study. That is, the control group and the people that were under the new diet. And that as the study progressed over the next 6 years, the intervention group, in other words, the ones you were testing, went up to 12 servings. But the other group stayed at about 5 or 6 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. Well, what we found in the people who had the very high intake, actually, the incidence of breast cancer recurrence was less. There was a strong trend for reduction the more vegetables you ate, particularly vegetables. For instance, they found that in the difference between eating less than 3 servings a day versus eating more than 5 servings a day, there were 52 fewer recurrences of the breast cancer. And that's significant, considering there were only about 315 recurrences and 52 fewer. That's pretty significant. And when they looked at deaths, particularly from breast cancer, they found out the people who ate the highest number of vegetables, there were 31 fewer deaths from breast cancer. The trend in both of these, the death from breast cancer and the recurrence of the cancer, was quite impressive. Now, when you translate that to the big picture, that is, there's 215,000 women develop breast cancer every year, and of that, about 40,000 die. Well, if you increase their consumption of fruits and vegetables to 5 servings a day, you cut that in half. And if you go up to the very high intake of fruits and vegetables, you may add another 2 or 3% to that, which translated over 215,000 people is several hundred people. So we're talking about human beings, and this is the problem we have with so many studies, is they don't look at this as individuals. So when you save 52 people from developing a breast cancer recurrence, those are 52 individuals. Mothers, fathers, who are concerned about their wives, husbands, and children who are looking at their mother and saying, gee, because she ate these vegetables, now she's not going to die of breast cancer. That is a person, you see. And that's what's lost in when you start dealing in statistics and numbers. Stalin's famous quote was, the death of a single person is a tragedy. Death of a million is a statistic. And that's what we're seeing. We're treating people as a collective rather than the way they should be, as each one is a creation of God. So 52 fewer recurrent breast cancers is something to take note of, and 31 fewer deaths. Now, when we look at this study, there are several problems in how it was designed. What they did is they enrolled people in the beginning of the study if they had been diagnosed with breast cancer within 4 years of the start of the study. Well, the problem with that, that means some people are going to have their breast cancer 4 years longer than others. And so they're not all starting at the same point, which means the follow-up for some people is going to be 11 years, follow-up for some people is going to be 7 years. So we also know that if you compare 10-year survivals to 5-year survivals, there's more people going to recur at 10 years than in 5 years. So that means that the whole basis of their data collection had a problem there. There's no mention of alcohol intake. Well, we know taking in as little as 15 grams of alcohol a day dramatically increases your risk of developing breast cancer. So the alcohol intake was important. We also know that one of the stronger impacts of intake of fruits and vegetables is in people who drink alcohol, so that they get a very profound protection from that high intake of vegetables.
In other words, you drink the alcohol, and then you have your fruits and vegetables, well, you get a lot of benefit from it.
You get a tremendous amount of benefit, because what's happened is the alcohol prevents the conversion of beta-carotene into vitamin A, and it interferes with folic acid function. And so both of them by a high intake of vegetables. They also have shown that women who have estrogen receptor negative type breast cancers don't respond as well to vegetable intake as those who have positive receptors. And so 22% of these people in this study were estrogen receptor negative. So you would expect them not to respond as well. As most of these studies, when you look through it, you begin to scratch your head and wonder, well, how did these problems get through peer review? The other thing they didn't do, and which they admitted, they collected data on exercise, but then they didn't use it in the final computation. And we know that women who have breast cancer, if they exercise, they have a significant lower risk of a recurrence of that cancer. So exercise plays a big part in preventing the recurrence as well. Well, if you're not measuring exercise levels in these two groups that you're comparing, how do you know that you would have had an even more profound effect if you would have made adjustments for the difference in exercise? That was left out of this study. So we see a lot of things here that are rather suspicious. Now, when you start looking at the scientific literature that we've collected on breast cancer and intake of fruits and vegetables, the preponderance of evidence, particularly in the better done studies, are consistently showing women who eat the most vegetables have the lowest incidence of breast cancer and the lowest recurrence if they do develop breast cancer. And one of the really interesting things was they found out that if women consume a lot of vegetables, their cancer is less malignant. That is, it's less likely to spread and become a fatal cancer. Now, some of the studies on which that's based, one was a nurses study, where they enrolled 121,000 nurses and studied them for 14 years. And they found a significant reduction in breast cancer, particularly strong in women who were premenopausal who had a positive family history of breast cancer. Those people saw a 71% reduction in the risk of developing breast cancer. Now that is absolutely profound, because that is the class of women that are most frightened and have the worst prognosis, those with a positive family history. And here we see that eating five or more servings of vegetables in those women reduced their risk 71%. That has to be paid attention to. Other studies have looked at similar factors in the nutrition. They found out that the different types of carotenoids, like alpha-carotene, lutein, zeaxanthin, beta-carotene, also play a big role in reducing the incidence of breast cancer. Vitamin E combined with selenium plays a big role in reduction of breast cancer in these women. We also know that the fruits and vegetables contain a lot of things that rarely ever enter into the computation, things like indoles and isothiocyanates. Different flavonoids are in plants. These are powerful cancer inhibitors. We know some intimate details of how they inhibit the cancer, and that they do so with a greater proficiency than you see with chemotherapy or radiation therapy. But unfortunately, most treating physicians are completely unaware of this.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
The The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul for president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays, from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Blalock is just talking about how if you do use the proper diet, and the simple things like certain types of tea and quercetin and half a dozen other things, that if you take them when you are taking your chemotherapy, why, they will protect the other cells of the body which are damaged by the chemotherapy. And sometimes end of the chemotherapy or some of the chemotherapy agents will, of course, damage your heart. It becomes apparent 5 years later. But long-term damage from the chemotherapy that can be prevented by proper nutrition. And Dr. Blalock has written a book which we carry called Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, and where he outlines what really needs to be done. And all of this is in the scientific literature, and yet
So many of the oncologists are told at their meetings that they go to, oh, tell the patients not to, not to take vitamins or not to take any of these other treatments or nutritional therapy, because, of course, it's going to inhibit the effectiveness of the chemotherapy. And exactly the opposite is the case. And why would the people who manufacture the drugs tell the doctors something that just isn't true? Go ahead, Russell.
Well, you know, when I look at a lot of these cancer studies, and I review a tremendous number to write the book and continue to do so, but when you look at these studies, you see some major flaws in them. And it points out really the fallacy of a peer-reviewed journal. Everybody loves the idea of a peer-reviewed journal, that an editorial board of experts look over a paper before it's accepted. But when you look at these papers, you begin to wonder, how was this ever accepted by peer review? That the methodology, the way that the study was done sometimes is so poor. How did this ever get past review? For instance, in the literature, scientific literature on cancer, we know beyond any reason about that a high intake of omega-6 type fats, that's corn oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, canola oil, peanut oil, soybean oil, those oils dramatically increase the growth, the invasion, and the spread of cancers. We know that. Americans consume 50 times more omega-6 fats than they should for good health. We know the omega-3 fats do just the opposite. They reduce the incidence of cancer, and they make cancer more curable, more controllable. We eat very few omega-3 fats in relationship to omega-6 fats. Now, in virtually no study, such as the ones I quoted, do they ever look to see, well, how many omega-6 fats are these people consuming? What is the ratio of omega-6 to omega-3? That's never done. It is critically important because the omega-6 is so potent at inhibiting immunity, which is critical for fighting a cancer, and makes the cancer grow and invade. They never, in any of these studies in which they look at fruits and vegetables, take into account all these washed vegetables, which is very important because vegetables and fruits are saturated in pesticides and herbicides. They can have as many as 50 different pesticide types added to different fruits and vegetables. Now, it's ironic if you go to the FDA site on the computer, you'll see warnings by the FDA that all vegetables and fruits should be thoroughly washed because of the pesticides and herbicides, and that many of these pesticides are carcinogenic. So you wonder if you're going to conduct a study to see the effectiveness benefit of fruits and vegetables, shouldn't you tell them to wash the carcinogens off of those fruits and vegetables? Yet they never do. And no one ever does a study to see, well, what is the effect of thoroughly washed fruits and vegetables on cancer incidence? So if we're reducing cancer to the extent with pesticide-saturated vegetables, how much better effect will we get with washed vegetables? We also know the preparation of the vegetable makes a lot of difference. For instance, a German study has shown that raw vegetables powerfully inhibit breast cancer, but cooked vegetables have no effectiveness whatsoever. And this is true in both premenopausal and postmenopausal breast cancer. So, you know, the very fact they do not divide the vegetables into raw and cooked vegetables, which they did not do in this study. And yet, previous studies have shown that it is of critical importance. So you have to look at all of these studies with a jaundiced eye. So, you can't just see a headline in your paper and say, well, they said fruits and vegetables are no good. I'm going to go back to eating hot dogs.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. or call toll free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The Sacro Wedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the Sacro Wedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The Sacro Wedgie works when all else fails.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Dr. Russell Blaylock. And before we go on, I do want Dr. Blaylock to get out his website and tell you how you can get copies of the newsletter he writes. And I think it's an excellent newsletter. We subscribe to it, and we enjoy it. We always, of course, read it through. I make a copy for myself. I give a copy to my wife. It comes basically as an email enclosure once a month, and it is the Blaylock Wellness Letter. Go right up ahead, Russell. And Russell hasn't asked me to give a plug for the letter. He never has. But I do because I believe in it, because I subscribe. I pay for it, as a matter of fact. And as I get a lot of letters like free, but I have to pay for this one. I don't mind at all. It is really very inexpensive, and it's just filled with all sorts of important things that will help you preserve your health. I mean, it's less than $4 a month. So go ahead, Russell.
They can go to my website at www.russellblaylockmd.com. That's RussellBlaylockMD.com. And it'll have the books and everything else on it. And some, you know, it's got a section of all kinds of free information that goes into mercury poisoning and various subjects, heart disease. But the dissemination of information, you know, Richard Weaver is one of my favorite thinkers of the 20th century. He's a very brilliant man. He wrote a book called Ideas Have Consequences. And in one of his chapters, it's called the Great Stereopticon. And basically, he describes this as an instrument that has been created in the 20th century, where you look through it and they try to paint pictures for you to tell you this is reality. Don't believe anything else. We'll tell you what reality consists of. And just to quote him directly, he says, all of us of the West are within the reach of this technology and are sitting in the audience. We are told the time to laugh, the time to cry, and the signs are not wanting that the audience grows ever more responsive to its cues. And this is a problem. We depend on these sources of media to condense everything, pre-digest it, hand it to us, and tell us what's important to know. And people have become so conditioned to the mass media that a lot think that way. And eventually they begin to think, gee, I thought of this myself. This is my thinking. And yet when they recite it to you, it's verbatim of what you've heard on every news network and television program. So people are losing the capacity to think. People are thinking for them. And they don't understand how to engage in critical thinking. And that's what happened with this study, is if people are going to just take the digested form of this study from their newspaper and base their life upon it. There's all of these different studies coming out now saying, oh, don't take beta-carotene, it increased prostate cancer in smokers and lung cancer in smokers. And, you know, it seems that every time you turn around, there's another supplement that is causing a terrible problem, an increased death. And when you read these articles with an analytic approach, they're just filled with flaws. And you find out oftentimes that's not what the story, the study concluded in the first place. You're being deceived. Even the medical reader is being deceived if he reads only the conclusions or the abstract. Unless he looks at the data and analyzes it, thinks critically about what has been done, it's very easy for medical people to be confused and misled by this information.
And here's the thing is that now they're telling us how terrible selenium is for you. Oh, selenium's just terrible. It really does protect us against cancer and other things, doesn't it?
Well, selenium is not only a very potent cancer inhibitor, but it plays a major role in your immune function, your resistance to infectious diseases. And it is one of the most effective ways to neutralize mercury poisoning. You know, people are concerned about mercury in their fish, and no one sits back and asks the question, well, if the mercury is that toxic, why are the fish not dying in droves? Why does the whale not die? The whale has the highest mercury level of any animal on Earth. Well, the secret of why these fish and whales are not dying is they have high selenium levels, and it protects them to a large degree against the mercury toxicity. Now, mercury in very high doses is toxic. Selenium in very high doses is toxic, but at 100 to 200 micrograms a day, that's what you need for good health. A number of studies have shown that selenium combined with vitamin E is a potent cancer inhibitor, and it's potent at protecting the brain. We know how it works. We know what it does in the body. We know the role it plays in preventing free radical damage in cells. We know how it enhances immune function. So these things are not a mystery any longer. We've become rather sophisticated in understanding how nutrition works and why it is so important and why it plays such a big role in disease. The unfortunate thing is so little nutrition is taught in medical schools and almost none in residency training. So our physicians are coming out with virtually no knowledge concerning one of the most important aspects of health is our nutrition. They don't know how to design a diet. They don't know what to tell their patients. They have no knowledge of the supplements. And they give a lot of bad advice. And there's things about nutrition. For instance, one of the the really interesting thing about cancer is the role of glutamate. We've now discovered that many of these tumors, particularly prostate, lung cancers, ovarian cancers, breast cancers, contain glutamate receptors. And that when you stimulate those by a diet high in glutamate, it makes the tumor grow very rapidly and becomes extremely invasive and metastasizes all over the body. Well, if you go and look at the processed food that the Americans are consuming in huge amounts, it's just loaded with glutamate in the form of monosodium glutamate, hydrolyzed proteins, soy protein isolates, caseinate, broth. All of these things are very high in glutamate levels. No one's going to the cancer patient and saying, you need to eliminate as much of that from your diet as possible because it is a powerful stimulus for the growth of your cancer and can turn an operable cancer into an inoperable cancer, a survivable cancer into a cancer that's going to take your life. No one is telling that. I've talked to very few oncologists who are aware of this. I'm going to give a seminar this a week, in fact, to some oncologists on this. And they are just absolutely astounded when they looked at it. They said they had no idea the importance of these glutamate receptors in cancer growth and invasion, and that it's just not being discussed.
Now, is there any way to block this at all, or just avoid the food substances that have them in there?
Well, you need to do both. You need to avoid the foods that contain the added glutamate, but they're prescription drugs that block these receptors. And in fact, there's been several studies in both animals and humans that shows that when you do block them with the drugs, you get a dramatic shrinkage of the tumor. And that chemotherapy agents are dramatically more effective when you block those glutamate receptors. So there's natural things that do that too, like magnesium. There's different flavonoids like curcumin and quercetin, silymarin. They all block these glutamate receptors. Theanine blocks it. So there's a lot of nutritional things you can do. The theanine from green and white tea is one of the most impressive, and it's been studied in over 10 human cancers. In all 10 of them, it showed a dramatic effectiveness in making the tumor shrink and the cancer cells kill themselves. And at the same time, powerfully protect normal cells.
And how this would be with ovarian cancer, things of that sort, and white tea would be effective?
Absolutely. Ovarian cancer was one of them they used and found a tremendous effectiveness of the white tea and green tea extracts and the theanine.
Any difference between the white and the green? One better than the other?
The white is the best because it has a higher concentration of these cancer-fighting chemicals, and it has less aluminum and fluoride in it. You know, the tea, the older it gets, the more aluminum and fluoride it accumulates. So black tea, the ordinary tea people drink, has very high fluoride levels, aluminum levels. The green and the, particularly the white tea, has very little. The green and white tea has the highest concentration of these cancer-fighting chemicals in it, called catechins. But the research on this is extensive. I mean, we're talking hundreds of studies that have been done in this area and consistently finding dramatic effectiveness, particularly in some of our worst cancers like ovarian and breast and prostate and leukemias. And I'm just amazed at the tremendous explosion of leukemia in the United States. And it seems like every time I turn around, somebody's contracted leukemia, adults and children, and much more than I can ever remember in my practice.
Do you think this is related to the organic phosphates? Do you think it's related to the benzene-like products, or to the pesticides, or what?
I think it's all of the above, but it's particularly the pesticides. You know, people are using a lot of Roundup around their house. Well, the studies have shown that Roundup increases leukemia and other hemopoietic cancers 800%. You know, so there's a lot of things people are doing, spraying their houses inside and out with pesticides and Roundup and not washing their fruits and vegetables, and all the fruits and vegetables coming from Mexico and countries that use pesticides that are outlawed in this country because of their powerful carcinogenic effect. People just are not aware of these things. They're not paying attention. They're waiting for someone to tell them. You know, in this age, as I said, people are at a point where they don't like to think a lot. They want someone to do their thinking for them. And I've even had professionals, people of intelligence, tell me, well, nobody told me that.
Oh, because the thing is, Russell, that you know how it is when you're practicing, and I do too. You're so busy seeing patients and scheduling and doing surgery, you don't have time to read these things or to all the articles, and then you go to the meetings, and there's a lot of bad information put out at those meetings, and there's a lot of bad information put out in the medical journals. And for so many years, people have just, the doctors have always sort of ridiculed people who talked about nutrition, and the doctors who practiced nutrition were always sort of on the fringe. And I think that many times they were really on the cutting edge, and we weren't smart enough to recognize it. I've learned so much about these things since I retired from medicine, things I never knew when I was seeing patients every day in a busy practice.
Well, I appreciate that because, you know, being in the same position as a neurosurgeon, you're not only very busy, but you have been thoroughly brainwashed to believe that the people at the top of your society know what they're talking about. And you listen to it. I did.
I know I did, too. Well, I think that's why what you are doing now into retirement is, I think, is going to save a lot more people in the long run than you ever did operating every day. And I believe the same thing in what I do, because I give people like you a voice, and these programs go out all over the world. And incidentally, we do have these programs for Dr. Blaylock, which are available through Radio Liberty. And this program is especially important. I hope many of you in the audience want to get a copy of it. And Dr. Blaylock, I can assure you, can back up everything he says. And, of course, so much of this is covered in his books, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients and Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And, of course, we have the four tape sets of many of our interviews with Dr. Blaylock. We have an excellent DVD that he made entitled Nutrition and Behavior, another CD it's autism, isn't it?
No, it's on aspartame.
Aspartame, right, okay. Go right ahead.
Well, you make some very valid points there, and when you're too busy and you're trusting people in your specialty society to tell you the truth, and then when you finally get some time and you start looking into these things. But of course, you know, one thing you realize is now access to this information is so quick because of the Internet, you know, going through the medicine library, the Library of Medicine through PubMed. A physician can log onto that, and within seconds, he has access to thousands of research articles. And he can just scroll through the abstracts and find all of this information. So now it's much less excuse for a physician not knowing these things. And our day, you know, you have to go to the medical library and you'd have to look through the card catalog and you'd have to trace through the references in each article and find more. I mean, it was just very, very time consuming. But with the Internet, you can do all of this in a matter of minutes. So really the modern physician practicing has far less excuse. Particularly when, you know, I have patients that I treat nutritionally that have been treated by the orthodox medicine for years, and they'll get well, and they'll go to their physician and say, well, you know, all my pain's gone, I feel great now. And they say, well, what did you do? And they tell them, well, I did what Dr. Blaylock said, this and this and this. And their response is either to say nothing, or to say, well, I don't know what you're doing, but just keep doing it. Now, you know, as I think about this, and you read the history of medicine and its progress, all great advances in medicine were because the early doctors were good observers. when they saw something happen like that, they didn't ignore it. They paid attention to it. And then when it happened again, they really paid attention to it. But the response today is, oh, that couldn't have anything to do with it, or I never heard of that. And so it's dropped. And, you know, I've had MD Anderson Cancer Hospital's response in the same way. Oncologists who said, I've practiced 30 years. I've never seen this cancer respond like this. What are you doing? And they tell them, and they don't want to know any more about it. You would think, gee, 30 years of practice, and I've never seen this respond like this. I should look into this. But they don't. And that's one of the major problems with modern medicine.
Well, our guest is Dr. Russell Blaylock. Russell, let's get out that website one more time here.
And it's www.russellblaylockmd.com. RussellBlaylockMD.com.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyze Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope that many of you have enjoyed this conversation with Russell Blaylock. And let me suggest that copies of the tape are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you don't have a copy of Dr. Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, we suggest you get one next to my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. His book, I think, is our bestseller. And then his book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. Everybody knows somebody who's getting cancer therapy. And, of course, if they're going to take cancer therapy, this will make the cancer therapy work more efficiently. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set with Dr. Blaylock, Life-Saving Secrets. We have another set, I think it's called The Wisdom of Dr. Blaylock. And we have all sorts of other tapes if we, one of these days, get to putting them into four-tape sets. Dr. Blaylock, in my estimation, certainly speaks more clearly and understandably and reliably than just about anybody else I know out there. And we have one other guest who's been with us in the past who is excellent. But these men spend full time researching the information, and you benefit from it. Please heed what they're saying. And then understand one reason you're not getting the truth is because there is another agenda. If you haven't yet, of course, heard my talk on None Dare Call It Genocide, you need to get it and listen to it. It's available on the video. And then, of course, my talk on planned population reduction. That's available on DVD. And it's really the first talk, only prolonged to about 2.25 hours. You need to get my talk on population control. You need to get the documentation on population control. And much of it's contained in our syllabus and talk on fluoride called The Hidden Agenda. Why do you think that they're allowing the fumigation of your food substances, your powdered eggs, your wheat, your other products, you know, with fluoride that, 800 parts per million, when, of course, your toothpaste is 1,000 parts per million, and if you're told you take more than just a little bit of it, you go to a poison control center, why do you think they're doing that? Oh, shucks, they just don't know what they're doing. Of course they know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know you're being slowly poisoned to death. And if you doubt that there is a program to create new chronic diseases to incapacitate people, we'll be glad to send you the pages from Zygmunt Brzezinski's book. Zygmunt Brzezinski, who, of course, spent the last 30 years or more working for David Rockefeller in Zygmunt Brzezinski's 1970 book, Between Two Ages, where he talks about how in the future we'll be able to create storms and droughts and create new diseases. We're seeing a lot of storms today, aren't we? Strange weather. Oh, but it's just happening. Everybody talks about the weather. Nobody does anything about it. Are you sure? We had a great book on weather warfare. You need to understand they know exactly what they're doing. And who are they? Well, they're the cabal that's been around for 100 years. And you'll want to get my latest newsletter. I simply quote Woodrow Wilson, President Woodrow Wilson, in his book, The New Freedom, when he talks about the cabal that 100 years ago controlled America. And then you'll want to get our material that is all up on the internet at RadioLiberty.com. There is a small number of wealthy people who worship a different God, who have a different agenda. You need to get my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk, Forbidden Secret, Chris Pinto's excellent award-winning DVDs, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. And the second in the series of DVDs, Riddles in Stone. And you watch those two, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes. Again, we do have an excellent DVD of a talk Chris Pinto gave at our last seminar, The Atlantis Connection. The Atlantis. What's he talking about? He's talking about lost Atlantis. What does that have to do with it today? Why, in Matthew 24, we're told that the Lord will come as it was in the day.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you say...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
News on the Information Radio Network. I'm Greg Moore. Navy Admiral Michael Mullen is telling senators today that the increase of troops in Iraq has given commanders the tools needed to improve security there. But President Bush's pick to chair the Joint Chiefs of Staff admits that the Iraq war is spreading forces thin.
I worry about the toll this pace of operations is taking on them, our equipment, and on our ability to respond to other crises and contingencies.